Kumusta Houston, Texas? Kumusta hindi natin ng lahat ng mga nasa United States of America at kanun din syempre sa Philippines, Canada, Australia, UK o nasan man kayo naroon ngayon. Samahan niyo ako sa isa na namang oras ng usapang off the record. I am your host, Eileen Ligotizon. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. I am a managing partner of a Ligotizon law firm that is based here in Houston, Texas. Mapapanood at mapapakinggan nyo kami every Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time and Saturday naman yan sa Philippines, 10 a.m. At we are live streamed via Roof Chamber, Radio Pinoy Facebook and YouTube and then sa aking mismong Eileen Ligot Dizon Facebook page. Kaya like and follow us so you will be notified of our upcoming live shows. Kami rin ay mapapakinggan via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Listen Notes. Kaya good morning, good afternoon, and good evening sa lahat ng ating nanonood dito, audience and listeners ng Usapang After Record. If you have greetings, shout-outs, or comments, just post it in the comment box and we will read it throughout the show. This month, I see we are celebrating a very important occasion. I think it's a status, actually. We are celebrating Father's Day this month, to be exact. That'll be June 19th. 2022, Sunday, of course. Father's Day is celebrated, of course, annually. Yan, every third Sunday ng June dito sa United States, sa UK din, sa Canada, India, at sa iba pang part, mga countries around the world. And no, Australia, they celebrate it on a different date. But still, sina-celebrate natin ang Father's Day all over the world. Ayan. Today, we will meet a wonderful couple, friends. Very dear friends ko sila. Dito sa Houston na kami nagkakilala. Pero we all came from the Philippines, di ba? It's amazing to find friends in a new place. Tapos nang galing kami pare-pareho sa isang bansa. At maraming mga ganyang situations dito sa US na hindi kayo magkakilala sa Philippines pagdating dito nagiging magkakaibigan because nagkakaroon tayo ng opportunity to know each other. And of course, ang ating guests ngayong araw ay sasagutin ang ilang mga katanungan na sa tingin namin ay mahalaga because we have a lot of Filipino nurses here in the US at saka marami ring mga Filipino nurses na nasa Pilipinas pa lang ngayon pero nag-a-apply sila papunta dito sa US. Mahalagang malaman ninyo ang sagot sa mga katanungan katulad ng how to avoid getting entangled with the Texas Board of Nursing kung nandito kayo sa Texas. And anong gagawin ninyo, what to do in case you get into that situation, you know? So, let me introduce our featured guests for today. And you heard me, plural yon, guests, because hindi isa, kundi dalawa ang ating makakasama ngayong araw dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Kaya naman, kilalanin na natin ang ating mga featured guests. Una nating guest ay hindi na siya bago. Nagbabalik na siya for the third time. So third timer na siya dito. Malapit na siyang maging regular co-host ko yata eh, no? Anyways, let me introduce to you our divorce attorney dito sa Texas. At when I introduce her, siguro yung mga hindi nakapanood ng episodes na yon, pinag-usapan naming dalawa ang tungkol sa divorce at child custody. Yan. So, prior sa kanyang practice dito sa Texas, nagtrabaho rin siya sa Philippine the Court of Appeals. Actually, pareho kami nagtrabaho doon. I think mukhang nagkasabay pa yata kami. Hindi lang kami nagkakilala doon. But dito na kami nagkakilala. Diba? How wonderful that story. Also, she is, of course, a member of both the Texas Bar and IBP, Integrated Bar of the Philippines. And karagdagan doon sa practice niya na family law, and she practices nurse license defense before the Texas Board of Nursing. Ayan. So, kaya naman makakasama natin ngayon, walang iba kundi si Attorney Maria Cristina Atendido. Hi, Tina.
Hello, good evening. Nice to be
Nagbabalik.
back. Yes.
Yes, oh, I am glad na meron kang time. I know may mga plano ka later on, actually bukas, you know. So I'm glad na you have time to join us today dito sa show. And syempre pa makakasama natin ang gusto mo ka mag-introduce? Hindi ako na binibira lang kita. Syempre mas kilalang kilala ni Attorney Tina ang ating susun ang ating makakasamang pangatlong guest for today. Siya ang ating guest. He graduated from University of Houston, Victoria, BS Nursing and MS Nursing in Nursing Education. So wala namang doubt no na nurse siya, 'di ba? Obviously, 'di ba? Currently, he works at Harris Health as part of their executive nurse team. And siya ay isang awardee, of course. We are very proud of our nurses, Filipino nurses here in the US. Siya ay 2022 awardee of the Outstanding Nurses Award by the District 9 Texas Nurses Association. Kaya let's welcome Herbert Ortiz.
Hi. Good evening, Attorney Eileen.
Good evening, Herbert. Welcome sa Usapang Off the Record. Ayan. So I'm
Welcome. Thanks
glad
for
that
having
you
me.
have. Yes, we're very happy. Actually, we're very excited to have a nurse guest kasi mukha ngayon na ito na yata ang simula na magkakaroon ako ng mga guest dito na nurses, ano?
I hope so, yes.
Yes, so you
Thank you
want to
for
give.
having me.
Oh, thank you for having the time, you know. We appreciate your effort and time, syempre, dito. Gusto kong bumati kayo sa ano sa mga kaibigan, kakilala sa Philippines, especially kasi napapanood tayo sa Pilipinas ngayon, Sabado noon ng alas 10 ng umaga. You go ahead, Herbert. Munahin natin si Herbert.
Thank you very much.
Gentleman first.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. We're happy to be here. We're glad. Hopefully we could give you some insights, advice on how you could best protect your license here in Texas or in any other state. So welcome, and we hope you get something from this conversation.
Ayan, thank you. And Attorney Tina?
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to everyone, whichever is applicable. Yun, sana nga makapagbigay kami ng information na makakatulong sa mga nanonood.
Yes, maraming salamat at binigyan niyo kami ng time dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Siguro marahil nagtataka yung mga nanonood sa atin ngayon ano kung bakit dalawa ang guests dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Malalaman niyo yan kapag you stay tuned in. You know, mapakinggan natin ang mga kwento na ng ating dalawang amazing guests for tonight. At gusto rin namin sana na mabasa yung mga comments ng ating mga na audience and listeners. Kasi nga, like I said, we are live stream right now sa YouTube and Facebook. And later on, yung ating recorded show ay mapapakinggan din sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Listen Notes. Yan. So whatever app you want to download and use, kasi alam mo, marami tayong mga tagapakinig na very busy talaga sila. So most of them ay nakikinig doon sa mga podcast nila. So anyway, sa simulan na natin ano ang tanong. Okay, so I know si Attorney Tina, dahil naging guest na natin siya noon, that we talk about her immigration story. Ngayon naman gusto mo pala muna, Attorney Tina, na refresh lang natin. Baka kasi meron tayong mga bagong audience na hindi nga nakapanood last time ng dalawang episodes na yon. Baka mamaya babalikan na nila. Ano kayong episode na sinasabi ni Attorney Eileen? Ano? So, Attorney Tina, taga saan ka ba sa atin sa Philippines?
Ako ay taga Quezon talaga ako, sa Infanta, Quezon.
Mm-hmm.
Pinanganak ako sa Marinduque. Nag-college ako sa Manila, tapos doon din ako nagtrabaho. So
Yes.
sa Luzon ako, Luzon.
Luzon. So ano, Tagalog lang ang
Tagalog lang,
Tagalog na
boys.
Tagalog, oh. Wala kang other dialects kasi alam
Wala.
mo, daming dialects sa Philippines, eh, no?
Oo.
Although Tagalog, I think, is a universal pa rin hanggang ngayon, pero marami pa rin tayong mga dialects doon. Eh si Herbert, saan naman ang province mo, Herbert, sa Philippines?
Yung parents ko pareho from Pangasinan. Yung father ko was from Urdaneta. Yung mother ko was from San Carlos City, Pangasinan. Although I was born sa Mindanao, sa Sultan Kudarat. Takorong, Sultan Kudarat. Tapos nung nag-high school ako sa Manila, and then nag-aral ako nag-college ako sa Los Baños. UP Los Baños, yes. Nag-college.
Ayan. So, pare-pareho tayo ng alma mater. Diba? Si Attorney Tina, UP din, UP Diliman, and then si Herbert, UP Los Baños. Ako naman, Baguio, UP Baguio. So, proud on the UPian style. Pero, kapitbahay pala namin yung parents mo, Herbert, kasi sa Pangasinan kami. Pangasinan din ang father ko. Ang Urdaneta ay kapitbahay ng Pozorobio. Yeah, so ano yan, 15 minutes yata or 20 minutes away ang Urdaneta. So pag I remember kapag namimili kami, pumunta kami sa Urdaneta madalas kasi malapit lang yun eh. Yan. So but you were born sa Mindanao. So meron ka bang ibang dialect other than Tagalog?
Marunong ako Ilocano kasi yung father ko kasi Ilocano. Dati marunong ako mag-Ilonggo kasi lumaki ako sa Takorong eh. Pero nakakaintindi pa rin ako. Kapakati-konti. Pangasinan nakakaintindi rin. Yeah,
hindi pala natin ito mabibenta sa Pangasinan. At saka sa Ilocano din. Hindi kasi doon sa Urdaneta, malapit na kasi yun sa La Union. So parang kami din malapit. So yung yung dialects namin doon halo din. So I know Pangasinense at saka ang Ilocano din. So hindi niyo rin kami mabebenta. Ah, di ba? So ikaw lang pwede namin ibenta doon din. So ngayon marahil nagtataka na sila bakit kaya dalawa pa rin sila. So tanungin na natin. Unahin muna natin si Herbert. Herbert, what is your immigration story? Alam mo, napakaraming mga nurses na nag-i-inquire how can they come here and work. May mga nurses, Filipino nurses na nanggagaling sa Saudi Arabia or Qatar, yan na area, or Dubai, ganyan. And then they come here to US para magtrabaho. O kaya naman, talagang galing talaga sa Philippines. So, I'm pretty sure they're very much interested to hear the story, kung ano man ang yung immigration story.
Actually, yung father ko was the first one to come here. I migrated dito. Petition ako ng father ko in 1994 when I was 20 years old. Nag-migrate ako sa California. Although dito na ako nag-aral ng nursing, but I have lots of other family members as well that came from. Meron akong pamangkin that came from the Philippines too. Started working here as a nurse. I belong to a family of nurses. Marami akong mga nurse. So yes, aras ka marami sa amin mga nasa healthcare field.
Healthcare. Oh. Alam mo na, lala ko yan, when I was in the Philippines, nag-aaral pa lang ako, kadalasan na sinasabi sa amin mag-nursing kami. Para, kasi yun daw yung the only way, sabi nila sa amin. Or maybe not the only way, pero the easiest way or best way to migrate here is when you're a nurse. So naalala ko din noon when I was in law school, meron akong classmate na sa law school na bago ka makapunta sa law school, meron kang undergraduate So meron ang undergraduate is nursing. Mm-hmm. Pero nagtuloy siya sa law school. Pero after ng law school, hindi na nga siya nag-bar exam. Baka nanonood siya ngayon. Hindi siya nag-bar exam. Tapos pumunta na siya dito. And until now, she's still working as a nurse in New York. And she has a very happy life. Traveling, I think she's a traveling nurse. So I don't know about traveling, but the traveling nurses, but I know that they're traveling. They're going from state to state. So ikaw ba talagang Herbert talagang wala ka nang ibang inisip na maging ano career before other than you know, as a nurse or nursing?
Not necessarily. No. Ano rin ako, I was nursing is my second career. I started I started in computers, but I found out di ko talaga linya din eh. So I found out through the encouragement of my my family and sister ko, was able to encourage me to go into nursing, which I found out I ended up liking and actually becoming rather okay na rin. I enjoy being a nurse.
Oh, that's good. Ikaw ba yung tipong ano, yung parang I just don't want to be the same as everybody else in the family. That's why you went to another, ano?
Hindi naman. I don't believe so. I think it was more, you have to find out for yourself, right? Kung ano yung niche mo. And I think I found my, something that I actually like.
Yeah, sa bagay ano, hindi naman talaga natin alam pa talaga kung ano talaga yung magiging ano no, future natin. Parang ako, my undergraduate was BS biology kasi nga gusto nilang maging doctor ako. Pero di ba, hindi din naman ako naging doctor. So, ikaw ba ano, si Tina, ano yata talaga to eh, as a lawyer. Tama ba ako?
Talagang
ang kanyang ano na she has decided even before
since high school.
Oh yeah, well that's good. And then you're here and you're practicing the you're in a profession that you really decide you really love. So ngayon, tanungin na natin yung $1 million question. Bakit dalawa kayong nandito? Well, siguro ang tatanong ko na lang is, what is your love story? Na-reveal ko na ha.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tina and Herbert, they're a couple. They're
mag-asawa po kami.
Mag-asawa, husband. Opo. Ayan. So, ito, minsan, pag ang mag-asawa ang tinanong mo ng what is your love story, minsan magkaibang story. Okay. Oo nga. So, tingnan natin kung meron ka pagkakaibang story ninyo, ha? Alright, so, sinong gusto mo na magkwento? Ladies first?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Tina.
Love story namin. Mga internet ano kami eh. Yan. Nag-start kami sa internet.
Okay.
Tapos lagi kami nag-chat, tapos email. Which is, I guess, yun yung tingin ko mas magiging close ka kasi dahil parang you're bearing your soul to someone by writing and usually, email and chat. Yun. Yung ano ha, yung hindi, ano ba, Dada?
Phone. May Facebook na ba noon?
Ha?
May Facebook na ba noon?
May Facebook. Ay, Friendster nga yung start.
Friendster pa noon. okay.
Friendster.
Oo. Oh, yun din, naalala ko talaga may Friendster noon, di ba? Bago ang Facebook, Friendster eh.
Yeah.
So, nagkakilala kayo sa ano?
Oo, tama. Hindi pa nga Facebook yun.
Oo.
It's a website. Tapos, doon kami nagkakilala sa website na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nag-email kami. Tapos, Messenger. Yahoo Messenger.
Mm-hmm. So the at that time nandito na si ano no si Herbert kasi malayo magkalayo kayo.
Oo.
That is why you communicated through sa ano internet.
Oo, long distance love.
So kaya naman yung mga long distance relationship ngayon at saka yung mga because of the pandemic ang dami kasi nagkakilala online So my future. Siguro yun naman sasabi ko. Kung talagang authentic and real yung relationship, talagang it will happen. Kaya, nakaka-inspire naman din talaga. Kasi syempre yung iba, hindi nila alam mangyayari pag nagkita sila in person. So, kung nagkita kayo in person, sa Philippines na yon.
Sa Philippines na.
Oh.
Okay naman. Parang ganun din. Kung ano yung sa chat, kasi nga magkakilala na, mas lalo kaming, parang mas malalim yung pagkakakilala namin bago pa kami nagkita. Mas malalim na yung pagkakilala namin dahil sa chat, sa email.
Siyempre, araw-araw kayo nag-uusap.
Araw-araw na phone calls. Yun.
Ako, magastos yun noon, di ba? Parang hindi ka, ako ha? Eh, baka may gustong ilagdag si Herbert.
No, I agree. I think the opportunity na yung kasi diba pag magkalayo kayo, you get to, you know, to spend time just talking, really getting to know each other. By the time that you actually meet, parang you know each other quite well.
Yeah, so parang talagang yan.
Yeah, that was 14 years ago, just about, right?
We've been married
for the last 10 years. So,
A decade na pala kayo, ano?
Oo.
Yeah. And you have children, diba?
Yes.
You have two beautiful children. Yes. Nanonood ba sila ngayon? Alam ba nilang nangyayari ngayon? Natulog ba sila? Ganun ba? Yeah, speaking of children, kasi syempre, Father's Day month ngayon eh, no? Syempre, hindi ko naman tatanong sa inyo kung how you wanna celebrate it. Siguro naman medyo personal na yun. So, ang gusto ko na itanong, what Filipino culture do you practice at home? With your family, with your kids? Ayan, siguro si Herbert, tanungin natin. Una.
Sige sa amin yan lang. Getting together, and katulad yan, Father's Day, I would expect we would probably have a good family dinner with the rest of some of the other family members. An opportunity to, magsama-sama. Lalo na before the pandemic, during this whole pandemic, hindi kayo masyado magkikita. But, now that we're slowly, getting back to normal, dinner together, I think that's very important for us, as a family.
Yeah, so every day magkakasama sa dinner, di ba? I think that is a very Filipino, yes. Of course, we try. Kami din, actually, that's what we try to do. Kung hindi ka nag-go overtime sa work, di ba? You have, aabot ka sa dinner. Pero yun talaga yung kasi syempre maghapon na kayong hindi nagkikita because of work. So at least man lang sa, magkita-kita kayo sa dinner table, di ba? Ayan. Yes. So, we adopted that Filipino culture din dito sa US. Hindi naman medyo challenging syempre dahil because of the time and the work and but we find time, we try. That is what is important. Ayan. So anyways, marami pa akong gustong itanong sa inyo pero tatanong ko na lang off cam. Kasi I really want to jump into our topic for today. Oo, kasi alam ko na maraming gusto ring malaman kung ano mga sagot dun sa mga katanungan natin. So ngayon si Herbert ay siya yung nagpa-practice ng as a nurse, 'di ba? And then si Tina naman, Attorney Tina, siya naman yung nagpa-practice on the legal part naman, na tumutulong sa mga sa ating mga nurses na may mga nagiging problema, okay? So ang tanong ko siguro, unang-una kong tanong is ano nga ba yung mga madalas na nagiging issue o problema o errors ng mga nurses natin kung bakit sila nai-in trouble? So una na siguro tanong muna natin to kay Herbert. Yan.
So naglabas ng Texas Board of Nursing ng kanilang finding. They did a long study, about 4-year study looking at some of the errors that na nakikita nila sa mga peer review cases na nadadala sa kanila. There are two primary area of nursing na kung saan nagkakaroon ng problema yung mga nurses. Number one is documentation errors. Really, that accounts for about 37% of errors that they've seen. Mm-hmm. And so maraming mga iba't ibang klaseng documentation errors. No? Number one is incomplete or inaccurate charting. So mali yung pinanilalagay nila sa mga charts nila, mali yung assessment na naipasok nila, hindi nila nailagay yung tamang intervention. Pangalawa dyan, yung late documentation. So maaring hindi nila nailagay yung interventions na nagawa nila kaagad sa pasyente, hindi nila na ipapasok kaagad sa records, sa patient's chart. Isa pang reason ng documentation error ng mga nurses, minsan nagpe-pre-chart sila, no? Kasi, when you're so busy, you have a lot of things you need to do. minsan may temptation to cut corners, right? So there's this, mm-hmm. this temptation to
art?
Save time.
What is pre-charting? But
it's wrong.
What is pre-charting? Baka...
Siguro explain natin. Explain natin ano yung pre-charting.
Pre-charting, kunyari, na-anticipate mo na gagawin ko to. Let's say, gagawin mo tong intervention na to. Paliliguan ko yung pasyente. For example, at 10 o'clock. Pero 9:30 pa lang, medyo hindi ka pa busy, so you're preparing everything. I-document mo na, for example, that you did it. However, pagdating ng 10 o'clock, na-document mo na, right, that you did the bath. However, 10 o'clock comes and then na-busy ka bigla, right? Something else happens sa ibang pasyente mo that now you have to attend to. Pag hindi mo na-correct yung charting mo na yun, error na yun, right? That's an error. That's pre-charting. You documented something you intend to do. So that's one tenet in nursing, in fact. You know, you never document before doing something. So, yun yung primary reason, no? Documentation error. The second most common error, which accounts for about 36.5% of all errors, according to the board, is medication error. Yun yun talaga. And I think, between the two, I think, you know, medication error tends to be more, medyo graver yung mga errors dito, ano? Kasi it could result in really significant patient harm. Dito, ang nakita ng board talaga, ang primary reason bakit kakaroon ng medication error ang mga nurses is they're not giving the medication as ordered by a physician or their providers. So we're talking about, for example, may specific order, right? You have to give it at a certain amount, a certain time.
Yes.
You may have to give a certain dose. You may have to give it a certain, you know, a certain route. You know, maybe dapat bigay mo siya orally, pero naibigay mo, you know, in a different route. Or you give the wrong dose. You may give a smaller dose or a higher dose. So yun yung really those two contribute for most of the errors na nakikita natin. And more than likely, kung merong error ang nurses, it will more than likely be those two. Yeah. Documentation error and medication error.
So yeah, documentation error, especially yung mga nag-pre-pre, ano, sabi mo nga pre-charting, ano, tsaka yung medication errors. Meron akong a little bit experience about documentation error kasi I had a chance to work sa home health when I was in Dallas. So nasa QA department ako. So binabasa namin yung mga notes ng mga nurses, yan. And it's very important talaga na tama yung documentation and accurate, yan. Kasi ino-audit yan eh. You know, pagka na-audit ang hindi lang sa mga hospitals, ano, yung mga home health din, ino-audit yan. Pag na-audit yan at nakita na ano, inaccurate or may mali, so nagkakaroon ng mas malalimang investigation. Ayan. So medication error din, yung iba yung nabigay mo. Siguro, ang naalala ko dito sa medication error ay yung kaso ni Redonda,
yes.
You know? Do you want to tell us a little bit about that case, Attorney Tina?
Ito sa Tennessee siya nangyari, dito sa Texas. So si Redonda Vaught, she committed a medication error that resulted in a really grave consequence kasi namatay yung tao.
Yes.
Kasi ang kailangan niya ibigay isang gamot, isang klase ng gamot, nabigay niya paralyzing
medication.
Tapos hindi niya na-correct, namatay yung patient na 75 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, medication error, kung dito yan sa Texas, talagang...
Ipoprosecute talaga yun na matindi.
Oo. And dun sa Tennessee, actually, ang nangyari pala dun sa case na yon, tinago ng ospital. Pero, lumabas din. So, medication error talaga. Na charge pa siya criminally.
Mm-hmm. So katulad ng sinasabi ni Herbert na mas grave yung magiging consequence or kapag ang error ay medication kasi nga katulad yun ang nangyari sa kanya, yung patient passed away, right? Because of that simple but grave mistake. Oo, 'di ba? Yeah. So anyways, napakalaga talaga na malaman ng mga ano, mga nag-a-apply ng mga nurses dito na talagang dinodocument lahat dito, and pinaka-importante talaga is accurate ka sa lahat, and then you follow yung ano, yung ano, yung medication na tsaka yung time, you know, the right dosage yan, ganyan. So siguro ang next question ko is ano, what are the factors that ano, ano yung mga bagay na nag-lead into these kind of errors? Kasi nabanggit na ni ano ni Herbert kanina a little bit about it, you know, yung mga pre-charting, nagmamadali, or ano, gusto mong maging ahead of time. Ano pa kaya yung mga other ano factors na dahilan kung bakit ano ang mga nurses ay nagkakaroon ng mga ganito klaseng error? Pero bago natin ano sagutin 'yan, ay pasahin muna natin ang ating first ano dito, na bumabati from Australia, si Delia Likot, my mom. Sabi niya, hello, watching from Australia. Anong oras na ba sa Australia ngayon? I think mga 12:30 yata eh. Yan. So, thank you for watching, Nay. Yan. So, anyways, bago natin sagutin, siguro I will have a short break. And we'll come back and sasagutin natin yung ating huling yung tanong natin about the factors. And so, stick around.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone. From Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back. At syempre pa, kasama pa rin natin si Attorney Tina and si Herbert dito sa Usapang Off the Record. At meron nga tayong iniwang katanungan bago tayo nag-break kanina, no? What do you think are the factors why the nurses, you know, these nurses commit these kind of errors, these kinds of errors?
So, they did some study looking into yung taxonomy ng errors of nurses. Ito ano yung mga reason why we're mga nagkakaroon ng errors, no? They found out there were several factors that they were looking at. One of the primary reasons is clinical reason. So nakikita nila na sometimes mali yung understanding maybe ng nurse dun sa condition ng pasyente. Either they were not able to really prioritize the, you know, what should be, you know, the immediate action that they should take. So so in that end, you know, that commit the error. Now, kasi mali yung clinic, you know, they have their long clinical reason. Mm-hmm. Another contributing factor, according to some studies or in the board study, is that yung professional responsibility nila, no? So, sometimes maybe the nurse doesn't understand what the expectation is from them. Ano ba yung kailangan nilang gawin when a situation arises? And so in those, you know, pag nangyari yon, if you know you don't clinically hindi mo naiintindihan yung nangyayari, and then hindi mo pa naiintindihan kung ano yung expectation from you, that's the professional reasoning. Then, or professional expectation, then that's when those types of errors occur. You know, so it's really important that you have to be knowledgeable and understand what the expectations are of you as a nurse.
I see. Napaka-importante naman talaga na alam mo yung professional responsibilities at saka expectations, even kahit hindi sa mga nurses, I think sa lahat ng mga professions eh. Because that way, alam mo yung gagawin mo, alam mo yung limitations mo, yan, sa trabaho. So, yes, anything you want to add, Attorney Tina?
Ayun, yung tungkol sa mga errors na yan, ikukwento ko lang yung mga experience ko sa mga cases.
Yes.
So, yung iba, I think, akala nila, kunwari, yung naiwan yung stethoscope, mga ganyan.
Naiwan saan?
Or
sa malaki yun.
Sa kotse niya. Hindi,
ah, okay. Naman, iba naman naisip ko, saan naiwan? Ay,
hindi naman. So, wala siyang stethoscope, yung mga ganyan.
So, pumunta siya na naiwanan niya yung stethoscope niya. Saan ang gagamitin?
Oo, so, di ba? Yung mga ganon. Although, I guess, yung hospital naman, meron namang mga disposable. Yes. Tapos, pero yung mga maliliit na bagay na ganyan. O kaya, ibibigay mo yung medication sa ibang tao para siya yung magbigay. Pero dapat ikaw yung
parang inutos mo sa iba.
Mo yun. Oo. So, I think yung mga ganong bagay, kailangan nilang malaman na nagde-debate ka na doon sa obligation mo.
May tanong ko doon sa doon sa sinabi mong dapat siya magbigay medication tapos pinabigay niya sa iba. Are we talking about nurse din or
not nurse necessarily? Din. Well,
it depends kasi
yes, go ahead, Herbert.
Kasi by the Board of Nursing, medication administration is the responsibility of a nurse, right? Something that you cannot delegate. So, hindi yan delegatable to an unlicensed personnel. For example, hindi mo pwedeng ipabigay yan sa nursing assistant mo, for example. You cannot have another, maybe a family member, give it to unless mayroong specific order from the provider. Na pwede mong ibigay, pwede yung family ang magbigay nitong gamot na to. Ang expectation kasi ganun eh. Yun yun eh, kung alam, dapat pag, alam nila yun, they understand.
Ba natin, liwanagin lang natin yung bigay. Kasi nagre-reflect din ako when I was in the hospital then. So, may medication na, when we say magbigay, are we talking about yung i-administer mo, ganon?
Yes, sa administration. Right? So, we're talking about administration, you're actually,
Yeah,
so
kasi 'di ba meron yung bibigay mo sa, let's say, sa asawa, 'di ba? Siya na magbibigay. So is that what you're talking about or ikaw mismo talaga yung magbigay doon sa patient?
So the expectation is the nurse should be the one. Yeah. Siya talaga yung mag-administer ng medication.
So pwede mo ba siyang iwan sa pasyente?
Oo, pwede ba yun? Sabihin ng pasyente, ako na lang kasi kukuha pa ako ng buwelo, gano'n.
that's hindi advisable practice. Hindi siya advisable practice, right, to do that. Because, parang hindi niya kunin, right? The practice should be, dapat makita mo mismo. Before you even document that, nakita mo that they took it. So hindi enough na you will need to either say kung di sila ready, then okay, maybe the best action would be I'll come back when you're ready.
Kasi pwedeng ang mangyari niyan, hindi iti-take ng patient lahat o hindi ibibigay ng caregiver lahat ng gamot. Tapos, i-document mo ngayon kung ano yung binigay mo, di ba? Yung binigay mo doon sa patient para inumin niya na hindi naman niya na-take lahat. So ngayon, mali na yung documentation.
Yeah. So now you have two errors, right? So now you have a medication error and now you have a documentation error. So yan yung kaya medyo laging magkasama yung ano na yun.
Oo, tama ka dyan.
Hand in hand. In fact, on the case of Redondo Vought, the one yung pinag-usapan na yung sa Tennessee was, it was both. She gave the wrong medication and she documented incorrectly. So a lot of times, lagi magkasama yung dalawang yan. And from what we see as well in our own, within our, mga investigations namin within our cases that we have seen within our own organization, they tend to come together, You know, a lot of times if they commit some another error, usually may kasamang documentation error.
Yeah. Well, hindi naman nila siguro aaminin na nagkamali sila doon, ano? So that's why, you know,
a lot of times in fact tinignan nila yan eh. There are common causes of, you know, yung mga allegations against nurses, right? The most common allegation against the nurse really is that they have a failure to recognize or rescue the patient. You know, may nangyayaring hindi maganda sa pasyente, they're not able to immediately provide the necessary rescue measures. Kumbaga, hindi nila, you know, so if they fail to do that, you know, that's a big problem for the nurse, right? Isa pa dyan, yung pangalawang nakita is they fail to follow their own hospital policies or protocols. You know, may sarili silang mga written protocols. They have their own policy within their organization, yet yung nurse may not have followed it correctly according to the letter or the intent of their own policy, you know.
Are there a lot of cases like that that talagang they don't follow it or mga
unfortunately yan? Sometimes may mga certain cases kasi na hindi rin clear yung policy. The policy may not be as clear, or maybe they have a different understanding of it, and so they may think na okay, this is what is what they're asking me to do, in fact, it's the other way around. So it could be that, right? They may, or sometimes maybe they don't know na bago na yung policy. Maybe they practice for so long using a certain way and then na bago na. Or they don't understand na, okay, maybe, may actual policy and yet they practice a certain way. So isa yun, right? So
maybe meron mas lang sariling system, gano'n.
Exactly, yeah.
Oo,
yes.
Yan, ganyan din. Kunwari sa isang unit, sasabihin, ito yung ginagawa namin eh. Ito yung practice namin sa unit na to. Pero hindi siya consistent sa policy ng ospital. So hindi pwedeng sabihin ng nurse na ito yung practice namin. Kasi may policy na written, tapos nag-deviate siya, hindi siya lulusot doon.
Kasi syempre, 'di ba, yung ibang nurses lumilipat yan ng employment, 'di ba, ng hospital or ng kunsaan man. So siguro na-adapt na nila yung system, akala nila okay lang din yung practice din doon sa bago nilang employment. Yeah, so that's really very important talaga na alamin mo kung ano yung policy. Kahit naman saan na, there's always that policies and procedures in place and they're existing because to save errors, you know, from committing errors, and of course in terms of sa hospital is to save life, you know. Syempre, a little error could, you know, could cost a life of a person, diba, katulad ngayong nangyari kay Redonda. Batin lang natin si Emmy Ligot sa galing sa Cavite. Sabi niya, hello, watching from Cavite, Philippines. Ayan. Ano kaya ang temperature natin sa Philippines ngayon? Siguro super, super hot na ngayon dahil summer na sa Philippines. At ayan, may tanong dito si Rusty Lopez. Ang sabi ni Rusty, is it advisable to have a nurse, to have nurse malpractice insurance? Do you want to answer that, Herbert?
So there's two, I'm sure maybe, you know, Rusty may have heard, may mga nag-advise, right, that you should have your own malpractice insurance. However, many organizations, they carry their own malpractice malpractice insurance, right, within your organization, covered ka ng organization mo. For example, ng facility mo that you work for. And so, in fact, in some cases, as long as, again, you're always practicing within the confines of your protocols, the policy established within your organization, then the malpractice insurance may not be as necessary. However, if you're in a situation where a lot of times, maybe you're on your own, maybe you're working in a situation where, I would say, you're moving from one patient to another, maybe home health, or you know, yung medyo may you're independent or as in many cases, I would probably say that, you know, in that situation, maybe a malpractice insurance is actually beneficial for you, right? Kasi wala kang guidance palagi eh ng somebody that you could call and say, okay, is this what I'm supposed to do? Kasi sa hospital medyo, you know, if you're in a hospital, medyo you have very strict protocols, you have policies, you have people that you can ask for help from, right? You can immediately get help. In some cases though, that's not possible, and in those cases you may be putting your license at risk, and so yes, maybe then it's advisable for you to carry a multi.
Ang tingin ko naman dyan, dito sa Texas hindi masyadong hahabulin ng nurses eh. Actually, ang idea ko dyan pag kunwari...
What do you mean hindi masyadong ahabulin ng...
Hindi ahabulin, kasi hindi naman deep pocket defendant ang nurse, di ba? Ang ahabulin nila yung...
Yung employer.
Kaya ibig sabihin, pag yan ang naging standard, ngayon, i-open nyo sa mga liabilities at suits ang mga nurses. Dahil alam ng mga lawyers na... They carry malpractice insurance. Now, we can sue them. Uh-huh. So, yun ang tingin ko dyan. Huwag na lang.
Oo, syempre, nagtatrabaho na nga sila ng diba? Very delicate ang kanilang trabaho. Now, so, having said that, since natanong na rin naman yung malpractice na yan, ano nga ba talaga ang nangyayari kapag kayo nga nag-commit ng error ang isang nurse. So I think we can talk about the process for any disciplinary action for nurses kapag nagkaroon sila ng error or they made some mistakes. So I guess Herbert can talk about it, and then Tina will maybe add some more later.
So when the avoidable error does happen, unavoidable sometimes, right? Maybe does happen at nagkaroon nga ng error yung nurse. A lot of times, an internal investigation will occur, a practice inquiry. So we're looking at the practice of the nurse as compared to the standards. So we'll compare, and that's part of my responsibility for my institution, right? We conduct the practice inquiry. So we will compare the action made by the nurse to the standard. So what's the expectation from them and what was the action that they made? And so when that happens, after we make that determination, well, there's one of two things, right? Either we find out that, okay, wala naman talagang ginawang mali yung nurse, then that's fine. Then that means they're off the hook. However, there are certain situations where if the error is grave enough, maybe there are certain items kasi na directly reportable to the board eh. If occur ng patient death or may involvement ng, for example, may involvement ng fraud, may involvement ng chemical dependency, for example, those are at nagkaroon ka ng medication error, those are automatically reportable to the board. So that's one thing. The other part is we put them to a peer review process. So right, so if you made an error grave enough, pero hindi naman talaga, hindi pa namin ma-determine whether is this something that we should report to the board. We convene a peer review committee, and the peer review committee then makes those recommendations, whether a peer review investigation is conducted, committee makes the determination of your peers, right? So these are nurses, and they make a decision whether, yes, we think that this nurse is not safe to practice. They lack the knowledge, the skills, the conscientiousness to practice as a nurse. And if we let them practice, they'll continue to put patients at risk. Then that nurse may be reported to the board. So that peer review will make that recommendation.
So this is administratively done, right?
It is correct. Yeah. Yeah. So there are certain timelines, right? From the time that the error was committed, when it was reported, when the investigation happens, and then the peer review is initiated, convened, and then the peer review makes the recommendation. So there is a very tight guide in an administrative way.
Okay, so hindi naman agad-agad na sasampahan sila lang ng criminal case, dadaan muna sila sa administrative process.
No, yeah, typically in criminal cases outside. Yeah, this is all administrative at this point. Really
it could be simultaneous nangyayari.
It's possible, right? It could be possible. It may be possible. Maybe a very 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 rare case, right?
I see.
But it's
It's possible.
Not likely, but possible, yes.
I see. Attorney Tina, anything you want to add to that?
So, pag yung complaint, yung charges, tinala sa Board of Nursing, ang nangyayari dyan, so may investigation din ng Board of Nursing.
Okay.
Tapos susulat sila dun sa nurse, hihingi ng paliwanag sa nurse, and then yung nurse, pag sumagot na yung nurse, magkakaroon ng settlement, informal settlement yan. So, usually, ang nangyayari, sasagot ka dun sa notice ng board. After nyan, merong ipapadala na proposed order ang Texas Board of Nursing. Doon, usually pag documentation error, medication error na mga minor lang, may mga grades kasi yan eh. May level ng offenses ng yung parang kung ano yung na-commit mo.
Meron so, ka no counterpart na may penalty.
Tapos may counterpart sila na punishments. Parang gano'n, or kung anong tawag doon.
So sa board of directors, pagka ganun ba, Attorney Tina, they need an attorney to represent them, or can they do it on their own?
Usually, like I think, well, of course, because we're lawyers.
Usually, I think you're doing it, so that's why I ask.
Ang
yes.
tingin ko, pag nurses, so natatakot sila, di ba? Tapos siyempre, emotional yan, hindi nila alam kung paano i-navigate talaga yung process. Usually, pag sumagot sila, kasi yung mga clients ko na iba, nakikita ko, sumagot na sila. So pagdating sa'yo, tapos pag minsan na sumagot sila late or pag nakita mo yung sagot nila, nag-admit na sila ng hindi dapat
i-admit. Very careful.
Oo. Parang hindi naman mali. Kumbaga, yung concept nila ng admission or yung kung ano yung committed act nila, naisip nila, ito siya. Pero usually hindi naman. So minsan nagiging mas grabe pag sila yung sumagot.
So, hindi kasi sila nakakapag-isip ng tama, syempre.
Oo, saka,
medyo natataranta na sila. Sila yung saka,
kahit na administrative yung Texas Board of Nursing, yung mga words niya, legal pa din siya, di ba? Yeah. Legal words pa rin yan.
That's right.
In fact,
so, ang tingin ko, kailangan ko kumuha ng lawyer para mas maintindihan ng lawyer kung paano yung pagsagot. Tsaka, hindi disconnected yung lawyer sa emotion mo.
No,
sa
so, mas nakakapag-isip ng tama. Oo. Yes.
Uh-oh. And again, syempre, alam mo yung alam ng lawyer kung paano yung evidence, mga ganun.
Of course, ba? Yes. Herbert, you're saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, in fact, even during the peer review process, if the nurse finds out na they're going to undergo a peer review investigation, they are already allowed. In fact, it's advisable in many cases to hire a lawyer from that point so that they can have somebody else review, help them prepare their statements, help them review the records that will be presented to them for review. Kasi ano yan eh, ibibigay naman sa'yo lahat yung mga gagamitin during the investigation, right? They'll present it to you. So in many cases there, lalo na kung hindi ka familiar, katulad sa mga, you're a bagong nurse ka dito, right? Coming from the Philippines maybe, and you're a new nurse here, you don't really understand the process. Maybe it's best, once you find out, na unfortunately, you are going to undergo a peer review investigation, to go ahead and hire yourself a lawyer so that they can help you navigate through the process and make it maybe easier for you. Kasi kung mag-isa ka lang, sometimes it's really challenging.
That is right. Kasi syempre, if the attorney is practicing that kind of law, ay alam ng attorney ang gagawin at mabibigyan ka ng tamang payo, ng tamang options. Kasi at that time, kapag ka ikaw nga naman ang nagkamali, syempre medyo marami ka ng iniisip, na-stress ka na. So talagang mas maganda na lumapit ka, humingi ka ng tulong sa taong alam mong makakatulong sa'yo, yung taong nakakaalam ng proseso. Ayan, so wow, ang dami ko natutunan, ha? Hindi ba
naka-nurse? Ako, ha?
Ayan, meron pa si kasi.
Oo, so magbibigay sila ng proposed order, ang Texas Board of Nursing. Kung ikaw lang, pipirmahan mo na yan. kung hindi naman siya, usually pag nurses, pipirma na nila.
Madali lang ano. No?
Oo. Yes. Pero katulad yung isang case na na-handle ko, yung binigay na proposed order, ang mangyayari pala nito, dahil nagtatrabaho siya sa home health, yung client ko, hindi na siya makakapagtrabaho sa home health kasi nakalagay doon kailangan sa ospital. So, kung pinirmahan niya yun, edi isang taon or dalawang taon siya na hindi pwede magtrabaho sa home health. E ayaw naman na niya sa ospital. So, ang ginawa namin dyan, ayun, so, ang mangyayari, dahil di nag-agree, magkakaroon ngayon ng formal settlement.
Mm-hmm.
So, sasampahan na siya ngayon ng complaint, ng formal charge. So, nung una, investigation pa lang.
Yes.
Nung hindi nag-agree sa proposed order ng Board of Nursing, ngayon, sasampahan na siya ng formal complaint. Pagka dating ng formal complaint, pwede kayo mag-request ng mediation.
Okay.
Or ng, may informal, ano pa yan eh, pwedeng informal inquiry, informal request, ganyan. Pero, pwedeng, after that, mediation na. So, sa mediation, usually, nasa-settle na nila yan.
Okay.
So, yung sa client ko, naging exception yun. So, pwede siyang mag-work sa home health.
I see.
Kung hindi naman ma-settle sa mediation, ang mangyayari niyan, doon na sa mas mataas. Ngayon, parang mag- hearing na kayo.
Oo. So, kadalasan ba umabot sa hearing or katulad na nabanggit mo kanina, no, kadalasan ay ano, nasa-settle during mediation. Yan. So, syempre, both parties, sino ba naman ang gustong ano, mas maging complicated, mas mahaba yung process, mas magastos, di ba? So, naku, it's already 9:56. Ang dami-dami ko pang gustong itanong. Siguro next time na lang pag, ano, pagbalik ninyo, ano? So, siguro, ano, I know na maraming gustong, siguro kung meron sila mga gustong itanong sa inyo, saan kaya na sila pwedeng kumontak sa iyo? Unahin natin si Herbert. If ever meron silang gustong itanong kay Herbert regarding the process, you know, saan kanila pwedeng makontak?
Pwede lang i-send ng email. Ang email ko is herbert.ortiz@gmail.com.
Ayan. So yan, herbert.ortiz@gmail.com. At ano, isasagutin naman yan ni Herbert. Diba?
We'll try our best.
Yes. And of course kay ano Attorney Tina naman, kung meron kayong ano gustong meron silang gustong itanong sa iyo, Attorney Tina, saan ka naman nila pwedeng kontakin?
They can email me at mcm@attendido.lawyer.
Ayan, okay. At kung meron naman kayong katanungan sa akin tungkol sa episode na ito, at kung ano man ang pwede kong maitulong sa inyo, dito nyo naman kami, ako pwedeng makontak. This is our phone number, 713-936-2889. Or you can visit my website, our website, legotizanlaw.com. Ayan. So, I just wanna know na lang, ano yung, ano, my last question na lang is, ano yung gusto nyong iwanan na payo or message sa ating mga nurses na ano na gustong pumunta dito o nandirito na nagtatrabaho at saka sa ating mga audience and listeners. So unahin natin si Herbert.
Siguro sa akin, we want to make sure that they're aware of their rights. Dapat alam nila yon. No? I really understand kung ano yung kailangan nilang gawin din, yung expectations from them. One of the things that they really should be doing is to keep themselves really up to date. Hindi lang yung nag-aral ka na ng nursing, so I think you've learned enough. So you continue your learning, continue taking, continuing nursing education, be a part of a nursing organization. Philippine Nurses Association here in America is a good organization to join. You know, yung mga ganun kasi they can provide you with support so that you continue to advance in your career to really, you know, I think to protect yourself. Dapat up to date ka eh. Hindi pwedeng you know, pabayaan mo yung sarili mo na hindi ka nag-aaral, hindi mo inaalam kung ano yung kailangan mong gawin.
Ayan, maraming salamat for that very ano inspiring and important insights Herbert. And how about you, Attorney Tina? Any last words to our viewers, listeners and audience today? And our nurses as well.
Well, sa akin lang, I guess yung love your profession, yun. I guess
yeah, love, yun.
Love your profession. I think magfa-flow na doon lahat ng yung pagiging responsible mo, yung gusto mong mag-aral ng mas marami para mas makatulong ka sa mga patients.
Ayan, very, very nice message. Love your profession. So we have to love our profession, Attorney Tina. And of course, Herbert. At saka syempre sa lahat ng mga professionals na nanonood sa atin ngayon, we have a lot of professionals here in the US. Nurses, teachers, doctors, attorneys, engineers, at maraming marami pa. So kaya maraming maraming salamat. Attorney Tina, Herbert, sa time and ano sa insights na naibigay niyo sa amin, sa information, napakahalagang information na naibigay niyo sa amin. I know na at some point ay magagamit namin itong mga itong knowledge na na-impart niyo sa amin. And sa lahat ng mga nanood at nakinig sa amin ngayon, maraming maraming salamat. I want to say thank you then sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, of course, at kahit hindi namin nakasama dito si ang ating president ng president ng Roof Chamber Media, and of course technical support natin na si Fenji. Maraming maraming salamat, at of course we're continuing to pray for you na sana ay tuluyan ka nang maka-recover at masamahan mo kami ulit dito sa usapang off the record. At maraming salamat, Attorney Tina, Herbert, sa lahat naman nanonood. I'll see you all. Yes, sa lahat, I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang usapang off the record. This is Aileen. Have a great weekend, everyone. Make it worth it. Ayan. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Herbert.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good one.